definitely it's tough to choose Rublev or Medvedev, because both of them, one is crazy outside the court, another one is crazy on the court. Normally I like to come to the airport very close to the flight, and one time I think traveling from Indian Wells, we had to go by car, so of course we left later than we planned because of me. And then we were driving with the traffic like 3 hours 45 to LA, and then we had to give the rental car back to the company. So I dropped my coaches at the airport with the luggage, and then me and my wife were running, driving like outside to drop the car, and then our coaches made it to the flight and we missed it definitely. So we had to wait a couple of hours more for the next flight, and yeah, it was a mess a little bit, and our trip just became much tougher and much longer.
You just said that you had a wife. At what age did you get married?
I got married when I was 19, turning 20 years old.
That's so young. At what age did you meet your wife?
We know each other from 8 years old, actually. It's like a childhood friend, childhood love, let's call it like this, and we get married pretty early. I mean, there's not particular one. I would say we are very close with all Russian guys, with Andrei, with Daniil, but mostly I would say Andrei and Daniil, that we are, you know, sharing the same tournaments, and that we can go out and have dinners together. I would say Daniil. Yeah, he has a good sense of humor. But this is Andrei, definitely.
Okay.
I would say Nick Kyrgios. I think so. I mean, I never partied with him, but I heard stories, like, or maybe rumors, let's call it like this, that he likes to go out, yeah. Grigor?
Okay.
Yeah.
And the girl?
I would say Yelena Rybakina. For me, it's always been favorite Grand Slam is Roland Garros.
Why?
French Open. I don't know, from young age, I always was watching, you know, in May when the school was finishing, you know, at home. matches of, you know, definitely Rafa, I mean, before Rafa, Kuerten, you know, Kafelnikov won once, and then Rafa. So, I don't know, I just always dreamed of winning this one. And actually, I cannot say that I don't like the other ones, because every Grand Slam is a special one. And I had good feelings in Australia, in US Open as well, you know, in Wimbledon, but I don't know why, I just used to like the French public, let's call it like this, you know, the French supporters, and they always supported me well, and I always felt like playing good in France. This is the fifth time, I think, and I won in 2018 the tournament here. Actually, the years before, I never went outside of the hotel. I mean, I had a small walk in the port, but I don't know, with the schedule and everything, I was just always having easy in the hotel, between hotel and site mostly, but this year we had a walk a little bit already. We arrived earlier, so maybe I have time to go around the you know, the castle, right? Like different, there is a church on the top, so I heard there are some places to visit. I would say so. I mean, if we talk about on court is one thing, if it's outside the court, I would say it's definitely another thing.
Can you tell us more?
You know, on the court, definitely they stay the same, you know, to win a Grand Slam and to become number one. I would say it's most of the guys, they answer like this, right? So, and this from childhood dreams, they always been like this, but and they don't change. But I would say what changed a little bit is to give more example for the younger kids, you know, to try to be like who I am on the court, and to basically share my personality much more for the people to see, instead of just seeing me like a, let's say, like a tennis player. And outside the court, definitely, you know, to help more people, to, you know, the most important is that the whole family is healthy, and you know, I would say to help more people, you know, outside in need, you know, and to be more humble, let's say.
Do you have your driver license?
Yes, of course I do. I like to drive, yeah.
Nice. Have you ever met any crazy drivers on any tournament? Like a real one?
Not really. I mean, some of them, they like to talk a lot. Some of them, they don't talk. So it's pretty... it's a big difference, you know. Every tournament, different countries, different mentality, different personalities. So.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Cheers. Shit, man, I forgot my questions. How did you like the ride?
It's okay. It was
just quick. Okay.
It's okay. The driver is so-so, but it was pretty quick.